Two. That was the name of that track. The album, I had just all the tracks are listed, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That was saxophonist Ivo Perlman and trumpeter Nate Woolley exploring the boundaries of joint improvisation and working together, which they actually do very well. I listened to that now a few times, and it's fascinating to try and figure out, but their interaction is really quite remarkable in many ways. Interesting album, very challenging, and if you're not used to that sort of a jazz expression, it probably just sounds like chaos, and it actually isn't, but it takes a while to get around the fact that your ears are telling you this is really ridiculous when it isn't. And there you go. It's now snuck into the second hour of our program today. It's 11:05. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. Streamed and archived at CKUW.ca. Always lots of variety and lots of different things going on. And that's going to continue now. Coming back to Canada now, and this is actually at the risk of hang on, that risk of TMI, I'm going to announce this album is by alto player David Binney and drummer Tommy Crane. Binney is not a Canadian, but he's done a lot of work here in Canada. And this album involves everybody but him, I guess, is a Canadian musician. Tommy Crane is a Montreal drummer, and he has enlisted other people here with him on this album. The album is called The Isle, and that's the island of Montreal is the reason for that title. And the reason I'm giving you too much information is that in order for me to tell you who else is playing on this album, I have to use the magnifying glass on my phone. I know, isn't that the font has got to be 1-point font. I just cannot read it. And so hang on a minute. I'm trying to see who else is on this album. They have enlisted some other Montreal musicians, actually. And let me see. There is Dave Gossage on flutes, Levi Dover, and Jordan Brooks on bass, Parker Stiper on piano and keyboards, and Thomas Carbo on guitar. And I think that there is another, oh, I was wrong about, there is one other LA-based musician here. It's LA-based bassist Loken Kane joins Binney as the other American here. But it's a very interesting album, and it does some really neat things to reference parts of Montreal and the surrounding areas. And it has some very, Binney's a very interesting musician, has done a wide variety of things, and Tommy Crane on drums has recently paired up with Simon Angle on guitar to release an album called Angle and Crane, and it is on my best of list for this year. Very fine album. So, but here it's David Binney and Tommy Crane, and I'm going to play three tracks, actually. They're one of them especially is very brief. First one's called It Ain't Magic, then Lazy Day Jerry, and then Villeray. Villeray is a section of Montreal, apparently the northeast, north central, somewhere in the Montreal area anyhow. It doesn't matter. The music is just fine no matter of what it's referencing. So here is David Binney and Tommy Crane from The Isle with three tracks, starting with It Ain't Magic. Thank you.
Thank you.
David Binney and Tommy Crane from their album. It's a tribute to the island of Montreal. That last track was Villeray, which is a neighborhood in Montreal. It's now 11:22 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Moving now to the second segment of my historical segment, which is a sort of a three-parter today, to the middle section of Duke Ellington's Nutcracker Suite adaptation that were recorded in 1960. I'm going to play the next three tracks, which are The Sugar Rum Cherry, which is the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. They did make some liberties with the titles here. Then an entr'acte, and then the Volga Voti, which is the Russian dance. It's a really neat album that captures the spirit, I think, of the Nutcracker, but Ellington and Strayhorn could do just about anything they wanted to when it came to making musical arrangements like that. Here is the next three tracks from The Nutcracker Suite. Nutcracker Suite, Duke Ellington from 1960. Another three tracks there. And part of my seasonal historical segment today, you'll get the last third of the album coming up in a while. But for now, I'm going to stick with the season, if you will. If you listened last week or the week before, you may have heard that I sort of came across a Christmas album that I had not known existed, although it's been out for 20 years or so, Scottish saxophonist Tommy Smith recorded a Christmas concert back in the day, and it's really good. It's good jazz. For my definition of good seasonal jazz is that it has to be good jazz. Seasonal is the sort of operational word, but if you're going to do something like Nutcracker, make it sound like jazz, and Tommy Smith does that. I'm going to be playing more of it next week. He has a couple of lengthier tracks that are really quite lovely, quite amazing, actually. But today I'm just going to play one of the tracks from his album, The Christmas Concert. This is the old, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Here's Tommy Smith. Mm-hmm. When I first heard that, it starts out fairly conventionally, and then it gets unconventional. That's a really, really great album. It's called The Christmas Concert with Scottish saxophonist Tommy Smith. And if you tune in next week, you're going to hear more from that album. He's got, as I say, got a couple of lengthier tracks that I'm not playing today, but you may hear next week. They're really, really fine. And it's now 11:40. How did that happen? We're really moving right along here. I'm moving back now to an album that came out this year, and it is one of my faves, I think. Guitarist Mary Halverson is a distinctive sound. She has very, very, really excellent improvisational and creative spirit. And her latest album is called About Ghosts. And it has Adam O'Farrell on trumpet, Jacob Garchik on trombone, Nick Dunstan on bass, Patricia Brennan on vibes. You're going to hear a bit from her later on, as a matter of fact, and Thomas Fujiwara on drums. And this album is augmented from her usual sextet, what I just outlined, with Brian Settles on tenor and Emmanuel Wilkins on alto. This is a very fine album. Called About Ghosts, and I'm going to play Evidential, Absinthian, and the title track About Ghosts. Here's guitarist Mary Halverson.
Thank you.
That's a very complex and very much worthwhile listening to album. That was terrible grammar, but you get the idea. That was guitarist Mary Halverson from her new album called About Ghosts, with her sextet plus a couple, and they really just dance around and move around the melodies and the improvisations with a real skill. Amazing. And it's brought us just about to the end of the second hour of our program today. And about this time, there are things that you need to be told.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg,